Today, high school students across Colorado are wearing black and gold, the colors of Arapaho High and Centennial, a school that's closed until January because of Friday's shooting. Officials say 18-year-old Carl Pearson shot another student who's now in critical condition before killing himself because he was targeting his debate coach. And that stunned a fellow student, Frank Woronoff, who spoke with CNN.
He was the last person I'd expect to ever shoot up a high school. He was honestly incredibly humble and down to earth. He was a little geeky, but in a charming way, so it came as a surprise to me, at least.
Megan Verley is a reporter with Here and Now contributor Colorado Public Radio. And Megan, terrible story, but what are we learning from it? Start with the response. We're hearing that the official response, security response, was different because of what was learned years ago and 8 miles away from the Columbine shootings.
Exactly. Columbine really shaped everything in the official response to this attack, starting with the fact that as soon as people in the school knew what was going on, you had a deputy and a security officer who ran towards the shooter. As soon as they called it into 911, law enforcement was coming to the scene, and they were coming fast and ready to go in and engage. During Columbine, authorities actually drew a perimeter around the school, and that gave the shooters more time to cause more fatalities. Now they go in very fast. Also, these students have now been drilled in active shooter situations. The whole school went into lockdown mode as soon as it went over the PA system. Teachers locked the doors. Students got against the walls. This was very different entirely because of what was learned after Columbine.
Yeah. We're also reading there was a deputy on site in the school already. So his role was to go towards it again and not, you know, stay away.
Exactly. The county sheriff actually described him as running towards the thunder, that he, as he realized what was going on, first there was shouting, then there were gunshots, and he started running down a very long hallway, shouting at students to get down, to take cover. The sheriff credits that deputy with ending the attack as quickly as it did. Pearson was only in the school for about 80 seconds before he shot himself. And at least the thinking in law enforcement is, knowing that he was about to be engaged by an armed deputy, he chose instead to take his own life. And that apparently has been the pattern in some other school shootings as well.
So Carl Pearson ran cross-country. He'd been an Eagle Scout. He was on the debate team, as we said. Do we know more about what happened between him and the debate coach back in September that upset him?
Well, it's being described as some sort of altercation. Apparently, he had a falling out with the debate coach prior to September, and at some point made a threat against him, said he was going to kill him. He was disciplined for that, although the sheriff was at pains to say that Pearson was not suspended, nor was he apparently kicked off the debate team, although he seems to have left the team after that. But that event in September appears to have snowballed and is really being looked at as the motive for Friday's attack.
Meanwhile, this is, as we said, close to Columbine, 16 miles from the Aurora Theater shooting. People there, briefly, Megan, this has to be the talk of the town.
I think the Denver Post actually really got to the heart of it. Their paper the day after the attack had a one-word banner headline, again. And I think people in Colorado are just very tired of feeling like this has happened again.
Yeah. Megan Verley of Colorado Public Radio, thanks so much.
Certainly.